says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another, to be with our surroundings, to be, and we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings, take care, to care. Nahastan aniva nijone go shabotya, nijone go shabotya. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
Akwe, greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat Kiddushi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending native lands and indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawatakwasin, to all of our relations.
Hey, y'all.
Music from the Creed drum Blackstone off their Canyon Records CD back in the day. The name of that song was Enjoying a Way of Life. Ashkway, greetings and hello everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. In the studio today are two special guests, Mr. Sean Sellers and Mr. Mark Rodriguez. Sean and Mark are spokespersons for the National Student and Youth Organization, Student Farmworker Alliance, SFA. Many listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio are familiar with SFA's important social economic justice work in support of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers from several previous Wolf Mountain Radio broadcasts on farmworker justice. SFA has been a major force in helping to build a nationwide movement against agribusiness sub-poverty wages and oppressive working conditions, both in the field and processing plants. I am proud to be a member of SFA. I am honored to call Sean and Mark friends of mine. I invited Sean and Mark back to Wolf Mountain Radio in order to inform listeners not only about the important topic of labor justice, but also to talk about the upcoming second annual SFA Encuentro that will occur next month in Immokalee. Last year, I attended SFA's first national gathering, where Wolf Mountain Radio produced a 14-part radio series from that historic event. This 2006 season, I have been privileged to be a member of the Encuentro Planning Committee. Sean, Mark, and I are very excited about SFA's upcoming gathering. Wolf Mountain Radio looks forward to interviewing more youth activists who also care about social, economic, and environmental justice. Student Farmworker Alliance is a national network of students and youth organizing in solidarity with farm workers to eliminate sweatshop conditions and modern-day slavery in the fields. SFA support of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers is done through education and information events, direct action campaigns, and organizing college campuses for social justice. As most listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio know, agriculture and farm worker justice is an important concern to us here at Yad Kiddushi Native Center. I, like many Native Americans of my generation, grew up harvesting crops. I've experienced the back-breaking work of raking blueberries, picking fruit, potatoes, and working cranberry bogs for long hours for very low pay. I've seen the brutality of crew bosses abuse farm workers, the deplorable conditions people still work under in the fields and in packing plants. America's harvest comes at a high price for many low-wage workers struggling to care for their families. I, like other farm workers, have been exposed to toxic agrochemical fertilizers, herbicides, and insecticides. These poisons cause serious health problems as well as contaminate the environment. These are some of the important issues which I and Student Farmworker Alliance are very much concerned about. The Student Farmworker Alliance works in partnership with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. CIW is a membership organization of mostly Latino, Haitian, and Mayan Indian low-wage migrant workers based in Southwest Florida, centered in the rural farming town of Immokalee. Immokalee is one of the battlegrounds for poor people's social and economic justice. The oppression and exploitation faced by this area's farm workers over the years has been nothing less than modern-day slavery. Yad Kiddushi Native Center is proud to have been an ally and supporter of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers from their early beginnings until now. Many listeners and people across the country have heard of CIW's long campaign against multinational food giant Yum Brands, the parent company of Taco Bell restaurants. While that battle has seemed to be won, the struggle for economic justice continues. CIW, with SFA and other supporters in the Alliance for Fair Food, are fighting other food monsters, most notably McDonald's. The case of McDonald's and other serious issues, such as ending economic exploitation and providing fair wages, respect for farm workers' rights and well-being by agribusiness, the need for safe and healthy working conditions, the need of affordable, safe, clean, healthy living conditions, the need of education and health care for farm workers and their families, and ending poverty and discrimination is the concern of CIW and SFA, and is why Sean Sellers and Mark Rodriguez are here today on Wolf Mountain Radio. Welcome to the program. Please let us start off with a brief background about yourselves.
Thank you very much for this opportunity, Ones. My name is Sean Sellers, as you said, and I'm from Plano, Texas, which is a suburb north of Dallas. That's where I grew up, and I went to school at the University of Texas in Austin, and that's where I first learned about the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, and at the time, what was their boycott against Taco Bell. Being as we had a Taco Bell restaurant on our campus at school, I got involved with the effort there to try and kick that Taco Bell off campus. And although we were never actually successful with that goal, we were successful in raising a lot of consciousness and creating a lot of education around the links between companies like Taco Bell and the conditions that farm workers face in this country, the farm workers who pick, in this case, tomatoes. So after I graduated school, I spent about another year in Austin just working and being involved with the grassroots community there, and then I moved to Immokalee, Florida, and that was in the summer of 2004.
Just like to say thanks, Ones, for the opportunity. As you said before, my name is Mark Rodriguez. I was born and raised in Yonkers, New York, which is a city just north of the Bronx. I went to college at the City University of New York, Queens College to be exact, and while I was there, did a lot of organizing against the war that was going on after September 11th, and we did a lot of organizing against tuition increases and budget cuts to the university. And it was around that time when I first heard about the CIW and their struggle, particularly with the Taco Bell boycott. So around that time, I started looking into the CIW and raising awareness about it with people I knew. And then I was fortunate enough to come down to Immokalee last summer for about 3 months as an intern for the Student Farm Worker Alliance. Now I'm actually just moved down to Immokalee on a bit more permanent basis, and I'm going to be one of the national co-coordinators for the SFA.
As many listeners to this program know, I had the honor to attend the Student Farm Worker Alliance in Quentro, a gathering in support of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, and really in support of what I call global justice. And it was really an incredible opportunity for me to listen to and meet a number of fine student and youth activists from what is now called North America, who came here to Southwest Florida to network with each other and to help continue to support the farm worker justice movement struggle. I'm so excited to have here in the studio today Sean and Mark, because they are very busy now planning the second SFA in Quentro that will be happening this September, which I'm honored to be attending as well. Would you let our worldwide listeners know some of the plans for this upcoming in Quentro and its purpose? And I'll start off with you, Sean, first.
We have a number of goals for the weekend. As you said, this is building off the success of last year's gathering, which by all accounts, most people seem to really get a lot out of it and had a memorable experience there. Last year, we were in a unique situation in that we had just won this tremendous victory against Taco Bell. It was a boycott that was 4 years long, and throughout that time, there was a tremendous amount of student and youth organizing in support of the farm workers. And so many students, for example, got involved by trying to cut their campus contracts with Taco Bell. For those listeners who aren't familiar with how that might work here in the United States, many universities have private companies like Taco Bell that come on their campus and do business. It's a pretty common occurrence here in the U.S. to have a lot of fast food companies, so Taco Bell, Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, on campus. So when this boycott began, students saw the connection with the Taco Bells on their campuses and began to organize to try and cut those contracts as a way of putting pressure on the corporation to meet the demands of the farm workers. Long story short, after 4 years, we won the boycott, and that was in March of 2005. So last year's Encuentro took place in August of 2005, and it was a week-long gathering where we really had an opportunity to sort of reflect on the victory, how were we able to achieve this victory, and do some work on our internal organization as well, improving internal functioning of the network. So it was really an opportunity to sort of reflect and plan for the future. It was a great gathering. This year, we are in a very different situation. The campaign following Taco Bell has morphed into a full court press against McDonald's, and what we're essentially seeking to do is to expand We were able to establish certain key principles through the Taco Bell boycott, and basically the idea is that the fast food industry in the United States has a direct responsibility to farm workers. They have a responsibility to work with them to improve their rights on the job, and they have a responsibility to pay more for the produce they buy so that farm workers receive a wage. So now that we've gotten Taco Bell, one of the largest corporations in the fast food industry, to agree with this, we're moving on and trying to expand these principles throughout the rest of the industry. McDonald's has emerged as one of the biggest obstacles to this process, and they're actively trying to undermine the gains that we've made through the boycott. So this year's Encuentro, I think, is going to be much more focused directly on campaign strategy. You know, we still want to not lose track of the bigger picture and how we see our work fitting into the larger struggle of global justice, the struggle against racism, the struggle against empire. We still very much think this is an important analysis to put out there. But at the same time, we see the area that we are able to have the most immediate impact at this point in time being in this campaign against McDonald's. So, Mark, do you want to add some stuff to that?
Yeah, thanks, Sean. I actually think Sean put it very well in terms of last year's Encuentro and what we're going to try to be focusing on at this year's Encuentro. Sean kind of started touching on what's going on right now in terms of McDonald's response to the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and their demand that McDonald's sit down and work with them to eliminate the human rights abuses in their supply chain and give workers a voice in the decisions that are affecting their lives. As Sean mentioned, the victory in the Taco Bell boycott really established some precedent-setting regulations that the CIW itself is involved in. It established a new level of transparency in the American agricultural industry, which didn't exist before. But as important and monumental as these gains are, they're also very fragile. Taco Bell is only one purchaser of the tomatoes that come from Southwest Florida. And like we said, McDonald's is another, Wendy's, Burger King, other fast food chains, other corporations such as Walmart. If we don't get these other corporations on board, also, the gains made through the Taco Bell victory eventually are going to die out. So what McDonald's has done to the calls by the CIW and its allies, such as SFA, is basically set up this smoke and mirrors fake public relations rather than labor relations, a sort of fake code of conduct that it calls SAFE, which it stands for Socially Accountable Farm Employers. And we found out that SAFE was actually created by McDonald's in partnership with the largest lobbying group for Florida growers, i.e. the employers of the workers, and along with one of McDonald's most successful PR firms. So it's easy to see what McDonald's intentions are here. They have no intention in working with the workers themselves, and so that's why we have this campaign right now, to make McDonald's do what they have to do, whether they like it or not.
Thank you, sir. I'm glad you mentioned the so-called safe public relations campaign that McDonald's put out, because it's my understanding that they had a so-called industry study released, and they released that so-called study to coincide when many Student Farm Worker Alliance and Coalition Immokalee Worker brothers and sisters were on a rally march up to McDonald's headquarters in Chicago to bring spotlight attention, world attention, to really the conditions of slavery and social and economic injustice that this huge multinational corporation is doing. Would you talk a little bit more about the specifics of the SAFE study and really how flawed it was?
Sean, if you want to jump in and add anything, feel free. Well, McDonald's contracted with an organization called Center for Reflection, Education, and Action. What this organization did was conduct a study basically based on one grower that of the countless growers that supply tomatoes to McDonald's, and somehow came up with, you know, some pretty ridiculous figures, such as, you know, farm workers make $18 an hour, which would put them amongst the highest wage earners in Florida. And basically what the conclusion of the report was, that, you know, farm workers don't have it so bad, they're not poor, there are no abuses in the fields of Florida. You know, the CIW is just complaining for no reason, etc. And what the CIW did with this study was, number one, obviously see it for what it was, you know, in a second after reading it. But also, you know, the CIW took this study and approached some of its allies in the labor movement, some different community organizations, different student organizations, such as the Student Farm Worker Alliance, United Students Against Sweatshops, etc. And a lot of these organizations looked at the study and came out with their own statements in response to it, and just pointing out how ridiculous it was. In particular, one professor from Florida did a counter report to the study, just pointing out how frivolous and how, in terms of a piece of social science research, it was basically garbage, was the conclusion of this professor. So, I mean, the SAFE initiative combined with this brand new study that McDonald's was hyping up for such a long time and just happened to release before the CIW had its big protest in Chicago in April, kind of shows you what McDonald's is up to. And
singer-songwriter Juanes, off the December 2004 Coalition of Monthly Workers General Assembly CD, Disco para los Miembros. The name of that song was Un Día Normal. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. In the studio today are two fine guests, Mr. Sean Sellers and Mr. Mark Rodriguez. Sean and Mark are spokespersons for the Student Farm Worker Alliance. SFA is a national network of students and youth working for social and economic justice in support of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. I am proud to say that I am a longtime ally of CIW and a member of SFA. This past spring, the Student Farm Worker Alliance worked closely with CIW's National Truth Tour that culminated in a protest gathering at McDonald's headquarters outside of Chicago, Illinois. The Truth tours different rallies in Louisville, St. Louis, Cincinnati, Ann Arbor, Madison, and St. Ben. Along the way to Chicago, we're very important in educating the public about the many injustices suffered by workers in the agribusiness and fast food industry. One very important aspect of the Coalition of Monthly Workers and the support work which SFA does is empowering CIW members to be their own leaders and spokespersons. The Coalition is a worker-led organization and movement. Self-leadership and self-empowerment is a basic belief I have in doing any social justice movement building. Sean, would you talk about the 2006 Truth Tour and the importance of encouraging grassroots leadership?
Well, as you mentioned, Ones, the CIW is a worker-led organization, and the campaign pressing the fast food industry is a worker-led campaign. This is really a worker-led movement in its truest sense. So one of the things that the CIW has discovered that's very effective is when they organize what they call truth tours. And this is an opportunity for CIW members, just ordinary people, ordinary folks who spend, you know, day after day working in the fields or in other low-wage industries in the Immokalee area, you know, such as landscaping or construction, but mostly farm workers. This is an opportunity for the workers themselves to leave Immokalee on a tour for 1 or 2 weeks at a time and to speak to churches, to community centers, to students in universities across the country, and really connect with those people on a very direct level and explain to them in their own words what the campaign and what their struggle is about. This was a tactic that was very effective in the Taco Bell boycott, and in that campaign, the CIW organized 4 cross-country Taco Bell truth tours. So these were tours that began in Immokalee, Florida, here in Southwest Florida, and culminated in massive protests outside Taco Bell's headquarters in Irvine, California. And as I said, this was a very effective technique, not only for putting media spotlight and pressure on the corporation, but just as importantly, with connecting with the allies and with really helping to build the broader movement that was going to bring down pressure on Taco Bell. So as I mentioned, the campaign against Taco Bell ended in a success in March of 2005, and since then we've transitioned to focusing on McDonald's. So this spring we organized what was the first ever McDonald's Truth Tour, in which several dozen farmworkers from Immokalee and their allies left Southwest Florida, and in a period of 10 days we hit 17 major U.S. cities in the Midwest and the Mid-South. So it was quite an undertaking. We ended up breaking up into 3 legs, a west, an east, and a central. We did that so we were able to cover the maximum amount of terrain as possible. And then we converged back together in Chicago for 2 really powerful days of action. On that first day, we had a very, very strong picket outside McDonald's corporate headquarters, which is in the very quiet suburb of Oak Brook, Illinois. And Oak Brook is it's a good ways from actual downtown Chicago. It's an area that certainly doesn't receive much protest activity. They were quite surprised to have us out there. And it was an unforgettable experience. I'll remember that forever. We were out there, and first of all, we were just so happy to be back together again after the 3 days of being on the separate legs. So there was a great camaraderie there, and a number of our friends who were joining us from out of town had just met up with us there, so that was really special. And we're going into this picket, and a delegation of farm workers and of student leaders and of people of faith who had been involved in the campaign and some people from the community there in Oak Brook, a small delegation of about 10 of us went into the actual headquarters of McDonald's, where the workers handed the, you know, high-level McDonald's executives, the high-level McDonald's delegation, was handed by the workers over 3,500 cards that had been signed in the community of Immokalee by people from the farmworker community saying that the CIW could represent them in this struggle for better wages, and that these people were calling on the fast food industry, companies like McDonald's, to pay more and to work with the CIW to improve their conditions. So these cards were very powerful, over 3,500 cards, each card representing a person and representing someone's life in a sense. So these cards were presented to the McDonald's people, where they acted like they were very, very happy to receive this, you know, gift and thanked us profusely. Meanwhile, a really cold storm had blown in outside, and a really we're from Florida, so it was a cold, bitter rain that began to just pound down on the picket line outside, but instead of running off, people actually dug in and the spirit of that particular picket was just really impressive, and I think definitely had to send a clear message to the people inside the Warm Dry McDonald's building that this is really just the beginning, and if they don't resolve this quickly, that we'll be back, the weather doesn't bother us, and we'll continue to grow in our numbers. So Mark, do you care to talk a little bit about the next day and the 5 mile march and rally?
Actually, just going back to what Sean was just talking about, as this cold rain started coming down and pounding on us and we got soaking wet, actually one of the McDonald's social, quote-unquote, social responsibility people came out in a minivan to offer the poor farm workers some coffee and umbrellas. Maybe some Happy Meals too, which were, of course, rejected, and you know, a lot of us had the opportunity to give them, you know, a little piece of our mind, which is basically, you know, we don't want these, you know, maneuvers and cups of coffee and umbrellas. We want, you know, real rights and dignity as human beings, and we're going to keep struggling until we get those. The next day, after the action that Sean just talked about, the CIW and many of their allies gathered in Chicago, and actually was predominantly a vibrant Mexican community in Chicago, and we gathered actually at Cesar Chavez Plaza and for a little kickoff rally. And as is not uncommon with the CIW, we had an indigenous greeting to make it clear to everyone whose land we were on. And the march commenced from there, and it was a joyful, jubilant march, even though we all know that what we're fighting for is dead serious. But there was art and music and people smiling and enjoying each other's company and being really strong and confident about the message that they were getting out there, and knowing, you know, that, you know, righteousness was on their side, basically. And this sort of aesthetic is something that you get a lot from the CIW, the notion of dignity. And like you said before, the whole notion of being a worker-led struggle. A lot of times, a lot of so-called solidarity organizations out there say things like, you know, we're the voice of the voiceless, but we don't share in that assessment. We know farm workers have a voice themselves, and they use it on things like the Truth Tour. A lot of times on the Truth Tour, people will be surprised to be sitting there and hear a farm worker break down immigration and neoliberalism and U.S. intervention in the Western Hemisphere, and why, you know, why people have to come here and end up picking tomatoes in Florida. This message and this aesthetics and, you know, this movement and the victory and the ongoing campaign and strategy is all something that comes out of this little town of Immokalee and is, you know, led by the workers themselves. And then we're there as students and youth organizing in solidarity and partnership with them. As I was saying, we had this march. About 400 people were there. We marched on actually the flagship location of McDonald's, which is just this huge, grotesque McDonald's location with some scary statues of Ronald McDonald's out in front. And we had a couple of different pretty strong pickets going on each side of the street, and some pretty strong speeches by farm workers and student and religious and community allies. And at the end of the day, just felt really energized, and I think we made the message clear to McDonald's that, you know, this is not something that's going to stop in a day or a week or a month, that we'll be out there and we'll be back until we get the rights and the dignity and the demands that we're asking for.
Listen up, we've got a war zone here today, right in our heartland, and across the USA. These multinational bastards don't use tanks and guns, it's true, but they've declared a war on us. Fight back, it's up to you. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers, and it's time we started calling the shots. Going to work could be the death of you and me, but we're not unarmed. Our weapon's solidarity. Jim Beals and Karen Silkwood, the list goes on and on. With every year that passes, 60,000 more gone. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. When they boost your copay,
war on the workers.
Don't you know what to say?
War on the workers.
When they talk privatization,
war on the workers.
generation?
War on the workers.
When they call you a team?
War on the workers.
You better learn how to scream.
War on the workers.
Oh, that's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. They can lock us out, they can lock us up. We cannot give in. No more lies, no compromise. We'll battle till we win. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. When they talk flexibility,
war on the workers.
Every worker stiff can see.
War on the workers.
Now when they poison your water,
war on the workers.
Don't go like lambs to the slaughter.
War on the workers.
And when they foul up the air,
war on the workers.
You gotta show that you care.
War on the workers.
When they talk WTO,
war on the workers.
You best be screaming hell no. It's a war on child labor protection. It's a war on the 8-hour day. It's a war on occupational health and safety. It's a war on social security. Now thanks to WTO, GATT, NAFTA, MAI, the IMF, and the World Bank, it's a worldwide war. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Yeah, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time, sisters and brothers, you know it's time right now. I said it's time we started calling the shots.
You are listening to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat Kitichi Native Center. Yat Kitichi Native Center defends Mother Earth and the cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center is an intertribal, culture and arts, environmental protection, social justice, and news media organization. Yat Kitichi Native Center portrays Native peoples and their world views in a more accurate and in-depth depiction of both our ancestral and contemporary cultures. Yat Kitichi Native Center serves to educate by providing a deeper understanding of our diverse cultures, arts, values, histories, and contemporary situations. Yat Kitichi tries to honor traditional ways by instilling an appreciation and respect for Mother Earth and tribal peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center educates the public on important issues facing Indigenous communities. We work in support of intertribal, cultural, environmental, and social justice issues by networking with other organizations and events which share our concerns. Yat Kitichi Native Center serves as a focal point for Native news and information. We maintain a documentary library for networking with the Native and international press. Yat Kitichi Native Center's Speakers Bureau provides spokespersons for school programs, conference speakers, and community presentations. Yat Kitichi Native Center is experienced in planning, promoting Native forums, symposiums, powwows, and cultural events. Yat Kitichi's Mishkwinataki Environment Program protects Mother Earth through conservation and restoration projects. Yat Kitichi's environmental education program focuses on curriculum development, teacher training, and nature field trips. We are members of the professional organization, the North American Association of Environmental Education. Yat Kitichi's Kinonwatakwisin Native Arts creates quality handcrafted traditional and contemporary fine arts. Please request our catalog of custom flutes, pottery, beaded necklaces, bracelets, earrings, leather pouches, hat bands, and chokers with bone. Yat Kedichi Native Center's Wolf Mountain Radio Program, Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, honors Native American and Indigenous peoples throughout the world by being a voice for our ancestors, contemporary, and future generations. Please write us for our catalog of audio tapes available for purchase. Native peoples throughout the world are concerned for the well-being of Sacred Mother Earth, tribal sovereignty, and respect for cultural lifeways. If you appreciate hearing Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, we ask you, our listeners, to help financially support our program to stay on the air. Wolf Mountain Radio is an all-volunteer production. Any financial contribution to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices will be greatly appreciated. We thank you for listening to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Please feel free to contact us about our consulting services, or if you or your organization is interested in hosting a speaker or educational forum. To contact Yat Kedichi Native Center, write to Yat Kedichi Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida, 34120, USA. Yat Kedichi Native Center sincerely thanks you. Aho, Kinawatakusin, to all of our relations. Thank you.
indigenous music of the Altiplano from the band Malku off their CD entitled Mirror of the Andes. The name of the song was Taipi Ka'ala. Prior to our Yad Kiddushin Native Center program identification, you heard music from singer-songwriter Ann Feeney from her CD Union Made. The name of that song was War on the Workers, which she performed at last year's first SFA in Cuentro here in Immokalee in support of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers. I want to thank today's program guests, Sean Sellers and Mark Rodriguez, for sharing their hearts with us on Wolf Mountain Radio. Next week, we shall continue with program two of my conversation with these two fine SFA spokespersons. I urge all of our worldwide listeners to learn more about this serious socioeconomic subject of the agriculture industry and farm worker justice by visiting the following three websites. Coalition of Immokalee Workers website, www.ciw-online.org. Student Farm Worker Alliance's website, www.sfalliance.org. And Alliance for Fair Food, www.allianceforfairfood.org. Once again, I urge all of our worldwide listeners to learn more about the serious socioeconomic subject of the agricultural industry and farm worker justice by visiting the following three websites. Coalition of Immokalee Workers website, www.ciw-online.org. Student Farm Worker Alliance's website, www.sfalliance.org. And Alliance for Fair Food, www.alliancefairfood.org. Listeners who are interested to hear more information and views on social, economic, environmental justice issues and their relationship to the farm worker movement can always listen to our Wolf Mountain Radio 14-part interview series from the first SFA in Cuentro that was held in August of 2005. Those programs are always available on the Radio Archive webcast station, radioforall.net. Their website, www.radioforall.net, and is posted under our Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices producer listing. Well, dear friends, we're nearing the end of our broadcast time together for this edition of Wolf Mountain Radio. We shall conclude today's program with music from Native American singer-songwriter Bill Miller. The name of the song is entitled Spirit Wind from Silverway Records CD, Sacred Ground. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Aho, Kinon Wontakwasin to all of our relations.
Estás escuchando el programa de radio Wolf Mountain, honrando a la Tierra Madre y voces indígenas, una producción del Centro Nativo Yatkirishi. La radio Wolf Mountain de Yatkirishi es un servicio de medios independientes indígena. Nuestro programa, honrando a la Tierra Madre y voces indígenas, sirve para proteger la Tierra Madre Sagrada y defender las culturas tradicionales de gente nativa en todo el mundo. La radio Wolf Mountain presenta las situaciones enfrentadas por tierras nativas y comunidades indígenas con noticias, entrevistas, comentarios, música y reportes investigativos. Yatkirishi Native Center, protecting Mother Earth and promoting the cultural lifeways of indigenous peoples throughout the world. Yatkirishi is an intertribal, cultural, environmental, educational, social justice, and news media organization. The Yatkirishi Native Center is located at 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida 34120. The email address is yatkirishi@earthlink.net.